Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages in the Bible.
第一处在马太福音。
First in Book of Matthew, the Gospel according to Matthew, please.
二十四章。
Chapter 24.
四十五节。
Verse 45.
马太福音二十四章四十五节。
The Gospel according to Matthew 24:45.
谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派，管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？主人来到，看见他这样行，那仆人就有福了。
46.
我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有的。
47.
倘若那恶仆人，恶的仆人心里说，我的主人必来得迟，就动手打他的同伴，又和酒醉的人一同吃喝，
48, 49.
这样的仆人是不是一个恶的仆人？
If the servant begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunkards, isn't a servant like this evil?
第五十节。
Verse 50.
在想不到的日子，不知道的时辰，那仆人的主人要来，重重的处置他。这个小字啊，中文的圣经有这个小字，或者把他的腰斩了。
Verse 51 in the Chinese Bible, is, according to the small print, it says, the Lord will come to cut this servant in half.
定他和假冒伪善的人同罪，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。弟兄姊妹，我们特别注意啊，在这里说要和那个假冒伪善的人同样的罪来对待他。
Let's pay a special attention here. The verse says that this person will be dealt with the same sin as with the hypocrite.
我们知道假冒为善的人，若是我们看23章，我们不要翻了。23章主耶稣在那里责备那些法利赛假冒为善的人，他怎么对他们讲的？你们这些蛇类毒蛇之种啊，你们怎么能够逃避地狱的刑罚呢？你们怎么能够逃避地狱的刑罚？你们是蛇类，你们是毒蛇之种，所以这个恶仆人将来的结局呢，就同他们一样，要受地狱的刑罚，这叫哀哭切齿，对不对？
In Matthew 23, you don't have to look at the chapter. The Lord said so to all the Pharisees that you are serpents, the brood of the vipers. Then you will be.You can never escape the sentence of hell. And these are the person, these are the people that the Lord will condemn them. So pay attention to this. These are the people they will sentence to hell. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
所以在黑暗的里哀哭切齿是指做地狱的刑罚。弟兄姊妹记住了。我想马太福音一共有六次提到在黑暗的里面，在外面黑暗的里面哀哭七次，一共这是等会我们看二十五章还有一次，一共是六次。你好好的仔细的去查考，讲到黑暗里哀哭七次，都是永远的灭亡地狱的刑罚。
In Matthew, there are at least six places where the Lord says some people will be thrown into the outer darkness. There they will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.And there they will be sentenced to hell. This is the punishment of hell, eternal perishing.
弟兄姊妹，你们自己去看，一个是第八章，马太福音第八章
，Matthew 8，
一处是十三章，有两次提到。然后呢，二十二章一次提到，二十四章一次提到，二十五章一次提到，在黑暗的里面哀哭七次。
22, 23, 24 once, and chapter 8 twice, the Lord said they will be weeping and gnashing of teeth in darkness.
若是你去看路加福音12章46节，我们也不要翻。路加福音12章也讲到那个恶仆人。 一样的一番话。
And in Luke 12:46, it speaks of the same incident in the similar passage. We don't have to look it up.
但是主怎么讲呢？他说这样的人要与那一些不忠心的人同罪。
But what does the Lord say? These people will be given the portion of the unfaithful.
其实不是 unfaithful， 原文的意思你去查考是 unbeliever， 同不信的人一样的定罪。
The Chinese version says unfaithful, but if you look it up in the original, the language says the unbelievers.
所以我们这里看，这些仆人将来的结局就是同假冒为善的人一样，同那些不信的人一样，那就是永远地狱的那个刑罚，这是很清楚给我们看到的。
So it is very clear here we see that the very outcome of these evil servants will be the outcome for those unbelievers. They will be sentenced to hell.
我们再看25章。
And now chapter 25.
第三十节。
Verse 30.
把这无用的仆人丢在外面，黑暗的里面，在那里要哀哭切齿了，丢在外面。丢在外面，等会我们解释什么叫外面。
Verse 30, and cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And then later we will expound on what does it mean, the outer.
我再说这个哀哭切齿是永远的灭亡。
Let me say it again. This is weeping and gnashing teeth means eternal.Destruction.
这些仆人都是假的，虚假的仆人。
And all these servants are fake servants.
好，我们来看，我们刚刚念过犹大书啊。
We just read Jude.
我们已经看过了。我们来看彼得。
We now read
彼得后书
Second Peter
第三章
Chapter 3
好像我们就看，我想时间的关系，我们就看启示录吧。等会我们讲的时候再提。我们看启示录。
Now, because of time restraint, we'll just read Revelation
第十二章
Chapter 12。
今天我们多看一点启示录。
Today we will read more passages in Revelation, please.
第一节，十二章第一节。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
第一节，第二节。
And 2.
天上出现大的异象来，有一个妇人身披日头，脚踩月亮，头戴十二星的冠冕。她怀了孕，在生产的艰难中疼痛腹绞。我想我们都知道这段经文应该是解释做教会，这个妇人那一个荣耀，大的荣耀，我想只有教会能够有这样一个荣耀。
This passage should be explained about the glory of the church because only church has such a great glory.
她怀了孕，在生产的艰难中疼痛腹绞。
Being with child, she cried out in labor in pain to give birth.
我们看第三节第五节。
Verse 5。
妇人生了一个男孩子，男孩子，这里有很多的解释这个男孩子到底有人解释是主耶稣基督，怎么会解释到主耶稣基督呢？启示录是讲将来的事，不是讲过去的事。
In verse 5, there's so many explanations about this.Woman who gave birth to a male child. Some people said this is the Lord Jesus. But how could it be so? Because Revelation is about events to come, not about events that had happened.
并且这件事发生在1260天中间的，对不对？这是大灾难，主来以前的最后的三年半。
And also this incident happened in the between of 1260 days. It's the tribulation right before the Lord returns.
所以这个妇人一定是指着教会来讲的。
Therefore, this woman must be the church.
她生了一个男孩子，这个男孩子是谁呢？
Now, she gave birth to a male child.
将来用铁杖管辖列国的。
He was to rule the nations with a rod of iron.
她被接到宝座去，那很简单。接到宝座，他到了第三层天，这是他说这些孩子们殉道，为着主，为着神的道，为着耶稣基督做见证的，他们殉了道。
She was called up to God and to the third heaven, And then she represents all the saints who bore witness to the Jesus and who kept the word of God, who were martyred.
我们看后面的解释, 第11节,
and verse 11 is the explanation of these group of people.
谁是这个男孩子?
And who is this child, male child?
弟兄胜过他, 是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道, 他们虽然知识, 也不爱惜自己的性命, 他们为做主殉道的一般人。
These are, were the martyrs for the Lord, because they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life to the death.
我们再看第十四节,
Let's now read verse 17.
龙向妇人愤怒, 去其他的儿女征战, 这儿女就是那守神诫命, 为耶稣做见证的, 那是龙就站在海边的沙上, 这都是在最后三年半发生的事。
Verse 17, and the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and he saw the dragon was standing right there. And all these things happened during the last 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation.
第七节。Verse 7. 不胜，也把权柄赐给他，制服各族、各民、各方、各国。然后我们看第十节。Verse 7,
it was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. Now that's reverse 10.
掳掠人的必被掳掠，用刀杀人的必被刀杀。圣徒的忍耐和信心就是在此。圣徒的忍耐和信心。
He who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He who kills with the sword shall be killed with the sword.
这是还是最后三年半的事，对不对？
This also happens in the last 3.5 years of tribulation. Here is the patience and faith of the saints.
第十四章我们再来看。
We now read chapter 14.
我有观看见羔羊站在锡安山，同他有144,000人，多有他的名字和他父的名写在他们的额上。
Verse 1, then I looked and behold a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 140,000, having his father's name written on their foreheads.
弟兄这帮人是谁啊? 我们看第12节。
Brothers and sisters, who are these people? Let's read verse 12.
圣徒的忍耐就是在此, 他们是守神诫命和耶稣正道的。
Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
好，我想我们不能再读了。这个，不是你去看第十六章、十七章、十八章，都有类似的经文，你自己去查。We
can no longer read more verses, but if you go and read the Bible verses 16, 17, 18, they all contain similar verses.
像第十七章那里说，这个。 羔羊是万王之王、万主之主，必得胜，与他一起得胜的，就是那些蒙召被拣选的，他们也一样的与他一起得胜，蒙召被拣选的。In
chapter 17, the verse says that our Lamb is the King of the King, the Lord and the Lord, and there will be people who follow him who are chosen, called, and faithful.
蒙召被拣选的。
They are called chosen and faithful.
蒙召的一定是被拣选的，被拣选的一定是蒙召的。
Those who are called must be the chosen ones, and those who are chosen must be the called.
但是有人解释马太福音第22章那个没有穿这个礼服的，你记得吧？这个王演戏上，这个王看到他，哎，你怎么搞的？你没有穿礼服来啊？把他捆起来，丢在外面黑暗里面，他要哀哭七次。 有人说这是个失败的基督徒，将来就是千年国度里面，他要在那里受管教，一千年黑暗的里面受管教，然后呢，再到新天新地。但是这里给我们看见很清楚，那一个蒙他说这个招上的招的多，拣选的少，所以进到国度享受国度的荣耀，进到羔羊婚娶的人是少数的，是蒙拣选的，不是蒙招的。 弟兄姊妹，是蒙召的 一定是蒙拣选的。这个召是谁召他？是主召他，一定是主拣选的。主拣选的，到了时间就召呼他，不会招来又不拣选，不会，绝对不会。我们可以等会我们可以查很多的经文，我们可以看到蒙召和拣选是在一起的。除非他的蒙召不是主召他的。你看今天 Billy Graham 的那个 Corset 的 Gospel Corset， 多少人蒙召就是的。哎呀，我今天接受主耶稣，这是蒙召，是人召他的，人召他的。但是有几个是真正得救的？
I believe those who are called must be chosen. If the Lord called, then he must be chosen. Although some people interpreted this Matthew 22 about the person who is being invited to the king's dinner and without the proper attire, and they said these are the failed Christians. They have to stay in the millennium kingdom to suffer being chastened by the Lord and then go to heaven. I believe that those who are called must be chosen. Unless these are the people like those who are in the Billy Graham crusade, they're called, so many people responded, but they're not really chosen.
因为那个比喻里面有说，这个王说，你们到街上去，到大街上、大路上去召，把这些好的、坏的都召来，对不对？然后呢，演戏就开始了。结果王进来一看，你怎么没有穿礼服？他根本没有得救的，没有基督当作他衣袍穿在身上的，他是一个没有重生得救的，是假的。
The Lord's parable there about the king's dinner is that the king told his servants to go out into the street to force people to come in. And this one person goes in without the proper attire. And this is the one who is a fake Christian. He has never been saved.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray, please.
父神，我们满心感谢，我们满心赞美你。
Father God, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving and praises.
你今天能够叫我们与众圣徒一同在光明中能够同得基业。
That today you have granted us to be qualified to receive the inheritance in the light together with all the saints.
你救我们脱离了黑暗的权势，把我们迁到了你爱子的国度里面。
You have delivered us from the domain of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of your of God.
我们感谢你，我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，我们有了活泼的盼望。
Lord, we thank you that we have this living hope because in your beloved Son, our sins are forgiven and our transgressions are cleansed.
主啊，都是你的怜悯，都是你的恩典，都是恩典，都是恩典。
It is all your mercy, all your grace. It is grace upon grace. It's all your grace.
都是你在十字架上为我们所成就的救赎。
It's all the redemptive work that you have accomplished on the cross.
主，感谢你，我们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信，不是出于自己，完全是出于你。
Lord, we thank you that we are saved because of grace by our faith. It's not of ourselves, totally from you.
也不是出于我们的行为，免得我们自夸。
It's neither from our works that we should, lest we should boast.
主啊，我们敬拜你。
Lord, we just worship you.
我们是你手中的工作，是在基督里面已经做成的。
We are the workmanship in your hand, which has been completed in the hand of Christ.
主，纵然我们失信，你还是可信的，你不会背负你自己。
Lord, even though we are faithless, you are faithful because you cannot deny yourself.
我们敬拜你。
We worship you.
今天早晨，我们都来到你西安，我们都要歌唱欢呼。
This morning we all come to Zion, we will shout out for joy with singing.
我们都应当满心的欢喜快乐。
Our hearts are filled with joy and gladness.
因为你就赦免了我们一切的罪孽。
Because you have forgiven all our sins.
你已经免去了我们一切的刑罚。
You have spared all the punishment.
已经赶出了我们一切的仇敌。
You have driven out all of our enemies.
耶和华以色列的王与我们同在。
The Lord, the King of Israel, do be with us.
我们不再怕任何的灾祸。
We should not be afraid of any other evil.
主，你带领我们，引导我们。
Lord, lead us and guide us on.
今天早晨，我们今天一直在万王之王、万主之主面前，我们敬拜，我们赞美。
To this morning, before the King of the Kings, the Lord of the Lords, we simply worship and we praise you.
主啊，依靠你，等候你的，我们永远也不会羞愧，不叫仇敌向我们夸胜。
O Lord, let not the enemies boast over us. He who relies on you, he who waits on you, shall never be put to shame.
今天早晨是你儿女们蒙恩的一个日子。
And this morning is the day of grace for all your children.
是你的荣耀的日子。
And it is also the day that you will receive glory.
与你的教会同在。
Be with your church.
与你的无用的仆人同在。
Be with your useless servant,
与你的侍女翻译的同在
and be with your maid who
与我们在座所有的弟兄姊妹同在
and be with all the brothers and sisters
主啊在这黑夜已深白昼将近的时候
Lord at this time when the night is far spent and the day is at hand
主求你怜悯我们施恩给我们常用你的怜来光照我们
Oh have mercy on us be merciful to us often shine your face upon us
主少年人壮年人都会困倦都会疲乏唯有等候你的我们要再次的重新得力
Oh Lord even the young will faint will be weary but those who wait on you shall be renewed again
主啊叫我们困倦的疲乏的软弱的再次得到能力
so that all of us who faint all of us who are weary who, all of us who are weak will be strengthened once more
用你的话来坚固我们
establish us all with your word
指引我们
guide us
主啊我们把余下的时间恭敬的交托给主
Lord, with reference, would you just commit the remaining time to you?
恳求主的圣灵在我们中间自由运行。
We implore that the Spirit of God will move freely among us.
你的灵在哪里，哪里就能够自由。
Because where your spirit is, there is liberty.
主，求你释放我们的灵。
Oh Lord, set our spirits free.
主啊，打开我们里面的眼睛。
And open our inner eyes.
让我们看见我们恩召有何等大的指望。
So we could know what is the hope of our calling.
我们荣耀都归给你。
All the glory be unto you.
祝福恩典归给你的教会。
And blessings and grace be upon your church.
我们这样祷告，等候仰望，是耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask and in hope, we hope in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我想今天我们继续来交通。我们还是上一次讲的那个题目当准备迎接你的神
Today we'll continue to fellowship on the theme we shared last time that is to prepare yourself to meet the Lord
我想这是第三讲
And this is the third session of the theme
我想这句话我们都还记得是阿摩斯书第四章
I suppose we all remember this verse comes from Amos chapter 4.
这是耶和华借着阿摩斯先知给他们讲的一句非常严重的严厉的一句话当准备迎接你的神。
This is such a severe statement that the Lord made through the prophet Amos to his people. Prepare yourself to meet him.
以色列啊我必如此向你们行。
Israelites, I will do this to you.
我以色列啊我既如此行。你们就当准备迎接你的神。
Israelites, since I will do this to you, prepare yourself to meet the Lord.
我们都知道前面的话，主说你们若是不心归向我的话，不归向我的话，不悔改的话。
And we all know the previous verse says, if you do not return to me, if you do not repent.
我要审判你们像索多玛、俄摩拉一样。
I will judge you as I did to Gomorrah and Sodom.
你们不要仰望耶和华的日子，这是诱惑的日子。
Don't you look up to the day of the Lord because that's the day of evil.
这是一个黑夜的日子。
This is a day of darkness.
就像人一样的躲避狮子，结果遇到了熊。
It's just like men try to escape from lions and they run into the bears.
就好像人逃到房间里面去，手靠着墙，结果被蛇咬住。
As though men run into the house, putting his hand against the wall, and the snake bites them.
所以这个日子，耶和华日子，对着你们不是一个祝福的日子，不是个拯救的日子，不是个荣耀的日子。
Therefore, this day of the Lord is not a day of blessing, not a day of glory, not a day of salvation.
不是一个欢呼歌唱。欢喜的日子
It's not a day of singing joy and gladness.
还是哀哭可怕恐怖的日子是痛苦的日子
Rather, it's a dreadful, it's a painful, it's a day of weeping.
除非你们的心归向我们除非你们悔改
unless your heart returns to me, unless you repent.
你们不要盼望耶和华弥赛亚的日子 对你们来讲是一个荣耀拯救的日子。
Don't you ever hope in the day of the Lord as a saving, a glorious day.
是的，本来这个日子对着以色列来讲是一个拯救荣耀的日子。
Yes, this day should have been a day of salvation and a day of glory.
但是你们必须先归向我，必须的悔改。
But you first have to return to me and repent.
所以这句话非常的严肃，非常的严厉。
So we know this is such a somber and severe statement.
我上次跟弟兄姊妹交通了。
Last time I shared this with you.
这句话也可以对着教会来讲，对着神的儿女来讲。
The same statement can be applied to God's children, to the church.
但是意义不一样。
The meaning is different.
我们也在那里等候弥赛亚的日子，等候主耶稣来的日子，等候耶和华的那一个日子来到。
Here we are also again waiting for the Messiah, waiting for the day of the Lord, waiting for our Savior.
但是对着教会，对着神的儿女来讲，这是一个喜乐荣耀的日子，欢呼的日子。
However, to the church, to God's children, this is a glorious day, a jubilant day. It's a day of shouting for joy.
我们可以歌唱来到锡安。
We can sing and come to Zion.
对啊，我们可以永乐要归在我们的头上。
And this everlasting joy will come upon our heads.
我们必享受永远的欢喜快乐。
We will enjoy this everlasting gladness and joy.
忧愁叹息，尽都逃避。
Sorrows and sighing will flee away.
所有的忧愁叹息都要逃避。
All the sorrows, all the sighing shall flee.
神要擦干我们一切的眼泪。
And the Lord God will wipe all the tears from us.
不再有死亡，不再有悲哀，不再有疼痛，不再有哭泣，以前的事都过去了。
All things have passed away. There shall never be any more death, sorrow, weeping, and pain.
我们等候这个日子来到。
We are waiting for the coming of this day.
我们切切地仰望那一个日子来到。
And fervently, we're waiting for.
我们求告主说，主啊，求你快日的再来。
Oh, we
现在就来。
We cry out to the Lord, Oh Lord, coming quickly today.
这是教会神的儿女唯一的盼望。
And this is the only hope of God's children, God's church.
若是我们靠着基督，这指望在今生比世人就更可怜。
If by Jesus Christ we have hope, we are most pitiable of all.
我们等候什么？我们盼望什么？就盼望那个耶和华的日子来到。
What are we waiting for? What are we hoping for? We are waiting for the day of the Lord.
我上次讲到希伯来书第十章。将那等候他第二次显现的人是与罪无关的。
I mentioned last time that in Hebrews that God says that to those who are waiting for the Lord's second coming, this has nothing to do with sin.
不错，他是要来审判万民立国，但是不是是来审判我们的。
The Lord will come to judge all the nations and peoples, but not us.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们得救。
He does not destine us to be punishment, but to be saved.
预定我们得救。
He destined us for salvation.
无论是我们睡着的、醒着的。
Whether we sleep or wake.
基督已经为我死了。
Christ died for me.
所以我当主来的时候，我要与他一起同活。
So when the Lord comes, I will live together with him.
不是预定我们受刑罚。
God has not destined us to punishment.
哥罗西的帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章，保罗说：“你们既离开了偶像，归向了神，侍奉那位有真有活的神，等候他的儿子从天降临，就是从死里复活，救你们将来脱离那个愤怒的耶稣。”
First Thessalonians chapter 1, that Paul says that you have departed from the idols and returned to God, serving the true and living God, and you're waiting for Jesus Christ, whom God has raised from the dead, until waiting for his coming.
他来救我们脱离将来的愤怒。
And he comes to save us from the wrath to come.
是的，耶和华的日子对着世人来讲，不信的人来讲。对着外面立国来讲，这是一个愤怒的日子，是羔羊愤怒的日子，是神愤怒的一个日子。但对我们来讲，是蒙拯救的日子。
This the day of the Lord to the world to non-believers is the day of the wrath of the Lamb, but to all of us it's the day of salvation.
我们的身体要得赎。
Because our bodies will be redeemed.
我们要得着儿子的名分。
And we will receive the adoption as sons.
我们要承受产业。
We will receive inherit this inheritance.
我们要脱离这个败坏虚实的那个身体。
And we will depart from this body of death.
我们要进到荣耀里去。
We shall enter into glory.
他要带领众子进的荣耀。
And the Father will lead all the sons in glory.
感谢主，我们的灵，我们的灵的得救，叫我们称义。
We thank God that because of the salvation of our spirit, we're now justified.
我们还的得救是叫我们称圣。
And salvation of our soul makes us being sanctified.
我们今天还在这一段路上，成圣的路上。
And today we're just progressing in this path of sanctification.
神要借着管教，借着各样万事万物来改变我们，变化我们。
And through chastening, through all kinds of situations, that God will change us, transform us.
他爱的，他疼爱的，必然管教。
Whom He loves, He will chasten.
但是我提醒，这个管教不是来世的，近世的。
Let me remind you that the Lord chastening is not the one that's to come, but it's the present thing.
我想今天没有时间讲这一段，可能要下次。
Today I don't have time to share on this part, but maybe we'll wait until next time.
不过有一节圣经你去看，在箴言十一章三十一节。
But there is one verse that's in Proverbs 11:31. Go look it up.
他怎么讲的？
What is the
这是所罗门的智慧的话。
This is the word of Solomon's wisdom.
所罗门讲，一人在世，就是在今世尚且受报，何况恶人和罪人呢？
Solomon says that even the righteous will be recompensed in earth. How much more will the wicked and the sinners?
一人要在今世尚且受报应，那就是管教。
The righteous will be recompensed in earth today, and those are the righteous ones to be chastened.
我不相信是将来我们还要受管教，一千年在黑暗的里面受管教。
I don't believe that we will be chastened later on, that in the darkness in the millennium kingdom.
我不知道在黑暗的里面怎么管教我们。
I really don't know how God would chasten us in darkness.
我更想不通，到那时候我们身体已经改变了，荣耀的身体像基督一样被提在天上，与主相遇，经过审判，这个基督台前的审判，把那些失败的、不得胜的要丢在黑暗的里面一千年，难道说我们带着那个荣耀变化的像基督那一个身体到黑暗的里面去还要受苦一千年吗？我实在想来想去我想不明白。
It's even beyond me because by that time we would have stood before the judgment seat, our body would have been changed into glory. Should we be suffering being chastening in the darkness of millennium kingdom for 1,000 years?
主已经擦干了我们的眼泪，我们不再有死亡，不再有悲哀，不再有疼痛。那个时候我们还要到黑暗的里面去哀哭切齿，还要在那里流眼泪，还要在那里痛苦吗？受管教是一个痛苦的事啊。
Being chastened is such a painful thing, but the Lord has already wiped every tear from our God's eyes. There shall no longer be any pain, a weeping and sorrow, death.Should we be chastened in darkness in that kind of situation? It's totally beyond me.
黑暗的里面，我们还要哀哭啊，还要切齿啊！不但是哭，还要切齿的哀哭。哎呀，何多痛苦啊！在这个黑暗这个环境里面，今天神能够随着万事万物来改变我们、变化我们、对付我们、破碎我们，在一个黑暗的里面，我们在黑暗里面怎么能够改变呢？怎么能够变化呢？一千年、一万年，我看也。若是今生不能改变的话，来世能够改变吗？所以很多的问题，当我想到的时候，很想不通了。
And there are so many questions that really are those ones I just couldn't get a handle on because in darkness we'll be chastened, and there not only will be weeping but gnashing teeth. Although God could change us, break us through all kinds of circumstances, if in this present we could not be chastened.Will God be able to chasten us in those days in darkness?
所以我们感谢神，我们能够脱离将来的那个愤怒，将来那个刑罚，那一个定罪。
We thank God that when the Lord comes, He has already delivered us from that judgment, that punishment, that wrath.
所以我觉得这句话要预备迎接你的神，对着我们今天的教会神的儿女来讲，有不同的意义在其中。
So this verse, prepare yourself to meet God, to us, God's children, to church, has a different meaning to it.
我再说。
Let me say it again.
在主来的以前，我以前好像同弟兄们交通过。
Before the Lord returns, I shared this with you before.
教会一定要复兴。
The church has to be revived.
绝对不会像今天那个荒凉的光景, 败坏软弱的光景。
Never be like today's situation, corrupt and weak.
我不知道神用什么办法来复兴他的教会。
Although I don't know what method God would use to revive his church.
但是神是全能的。
But God is sovereign, almighty.
你看看以西结束的那一个骸骨都能够复生了。骸骨都能够重新长肉长皮,就像他吹口气。 他就起来了,成了极大的军队,这神所做的,人民是不可能的。
In Ezekiel, even with those dry bones, God is able to breathe onto them, put the skins, put the flesh, and they become a great army.
神的儿女一定要复兴,不能像今天那个不冷不热的光景。
So God's children have to be revived, they shall never be like today's conditions, neither nor, hot nor cold.
绝对不会像今天, 没有爱心在教会中，看不到什么爱，把起初的爱心丢弃了。神一定要复兴教会，审判要神的家开始，教会心腹一定要预备好了，主才能再来迎接他的教会，对不对？
God will revive His church. The church will not be like today's situation where there is no love, and God will prepare the Lamb's bride, and she will be made ready.
我们感谢主，我们相信神的作为。
We thank God and we believe in His work.
所以我相信在主来的以前，这个大灾难，这个审判不是对着教会来讲。
Therefore, before the Lord returns, this tribulation, this affliction, is judgment is not for the church.
是来迎接他的心腹的。
The Lord returns to receive His bride.
他的教会要被提的，提在荣耀的里面。
And His church will be raptured into glory.
我们都要进入新耶路撒冷城。And
we shall all enter into New Jerusalem.
我们感谢神。We
thank God.
我们等候这一天。And
we wait for this day.
还有什么比主再来的更能够激励我们、鼓励我们、安慰我们的？
Is there anything else that's more encouraging, more spurring, more comforting than the Lord's second coming?
我们等候所盼望的父，就至大的神。 我们的主耶稣基督荣耀的再来，我们在那里等候所盼望的那个福。
We are waiting for the blessed hope, the great God's returning.
假如主来的时候，有很多很多的人不能被提，在地上要经过灾难，将来还要进到黑暗的里面。哎呀，我们不是等候那个福了。 我们是等候，正像对以色列百姓说，主来的是对你们是一个祸，是一个祸。
If we are waiting for the Lord's coming and then we have to go through the great tribulation, then we will be just like the Israelites in Old Testament that the day of the Lord is the day of affliction.
我不相信。
I do not believe by then
we will have been raptured. 不会叫我的欢喜落空的。
The Lord will never let our joy be void.
弟兄们，你想一想，到了那一天，我上次讲到，启示录第十九章那个四个哈利路亚，最后的哈利路亚，欢喜快乐。约翰为什么欢喜快乐？因为你们要欢喜快乐，把荣耀归给神，因为羔羊的婚期来到了，心腹也已经预备好了，所以约翰是那样的欢喜，哈利路亚，赞美神。
In my last sharing in Revelation 19, John was so jubilant and about the four hallelujahs. The very last hallelujah is when John saw that the marriage supper of the Lamb is ready, and all of the very bride is made ready. That's why John is so elated, ecstatic.
假如将来那些失败的，我相信是多数的。
And suppose those failed Christians, and there are many of them.
假如今天教会一直是这个光景的话，我想大多数都是失败的，连我这里头也称不上一个得胜的。我不敢说我是得胜的，我有时候得胜，我有时候失败，很软弱。
If the church continues to be in such a weak state, then count me in. I can be sure to call myself an overcomer because sometimes I am, other times I'm not.
在那时候，我们看看这个婚宴一定都不完美啊！有很多的神的儿女缺席在那里啊，没有参加那个婚姻的宴席啊。
Then the marriage supper in that time would be missing a lot of people, a lot of God's children, because they feel they are not invited there.
甚至于他们还在试炼中间，三年半大灾难中间，甚至于我想这个演戏是一直演下去的，他们将来还在那个黑暗的哀哭之处，可能我在那里，我的姊妹在黑暗的里面，也可能他在那里，我在黑暗的里面。哎呀，我想我们这些参加婚姻演戏的人，哪里还会欢喜快乐的？不会呀、啊，不会呀、啊。
If they're still, maybe they're still in the 3.5 years of great tribulation, and suppose that you go to the marriage supper of the Lamb, but your spouse, your sister, your wife is left behind, and would you be happy while they're suffering?
所以我对着这样的讲法，我实在我其实我。看他们这些书啊，这个著作很多很多，我用了很多的时间仔细的查考他们所讲的，但是到最后我还是在许多的问题没有办法解决的。
I have searched so diligently into the books of the, in reference to this, but to the very end, there's so many questions that cannot be answered.
欢喜快乐，幸福已经预备好了。
Rejoice and be glad because the bride has made herself ready.
一个身体我们是真体的，教会是真体的。
The church is a corporate body.
保罗在哥林多前书第四章，一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体都受苦；一个肢体喜乐，所有的肢体都得荣耀。若是有这么多的肢体在那里受苦，我想在天上新耶路撒冷里面怎么能够欢喜，能够快乐的？
Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 that if one member suffers, then the whole body suffers. If one member receives honor, the whole body will rejoice. If there are so many members are still suffering there, how could there be joy in New Jerusalem, in the new heaven, and new earth?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，讲到这里，我想直到今天还有很多种的说法了，讲法对着主的再来。为什么今天教会很少谈到主的再来？因为一谈到主的来再来，就马上就引起一些争执，为了引起一些这个矛盾，为了引起一些争吵，甚至于引起弟兄姊妹不能合一，不能和睦在一起。所以今天很多人就不敢提主的再来，当然其他有其他原因，我想这是个主要的原因。所以今天正是中了魔鬼的撒旦的诡计，我们不敢提主的再来，因为你一提主的再来，你一定牵涉到主是在中啊，还是在后啊，还是在前啊。有些人主张部分背题啊，分批的背题啊，有人说是得胜的背题啊，这个失败的留下来啊，还有种种的说法。所以讲到主的再来太复杂了，干脆就不要提主的再来。
Brothers and sisters, why there is so little saying about the Lord's coming? The moment we talk about it, it would cause dissension, even disunity, because we have so many different sayings about this, and such as people say you might be raptured before tribulation, others say after tribulation. Even some others say there is this sequential rapture by groups, so we don't want to talk about this, and this is exactly what Satan wants us to do. We now fall victim of his cunning scheme.
有人还有主张在中被提的，也不是在前，也是在后，是在中被提的。
Even others say that it's not before tribulation, it's not after, but you will be raptured in the midst of this tribulation.
像达比。
Like Darby.
像戴克森。
Hudson Taylor.
Sparks. 这个他们都是主张还有今天的这个江马卡萨，可能你们也都听见过江马卡萨，他们都是主张是灾前被提的。
They all advance the school of being raptured before tribulation.
像牛顿，像 Whitefield， 像这个 Moore， 还有像徐中飞，他们都是主张灾后被提的。
And they are for being raptured after tribulation.
这个我们知道，这个尼托森和李昌寿啊，还有我们很尊敬的尊重的那位老仆人我们的这个江守道这班弟兄，他们都是主张是这个得胜的被提的，得胜的进了国度的，得胜的参加这个羔羊婚序的，失败的要经过大的试炼，失败的要将来在黑暗的里面爱哭其次的。你看有好多种的不同的讲法。
And also some others like Watchman Nee and Witness Lee and also Brother Stephen Kong, whom we respect very much. They all are saying that only the overcomers will be raptured. The rest of the Christians will be put into darkness, or they will be chastened there. And later on, they will join the saints.
不过我觉得我们今天大家都应该很谦卑地下来。
But I do feel that today we should all humble ourselves.
我绝对不敢说我的看法是100%正确的。
I would never dare to say that. My view is 100%
我想我们对着主的再来各种的看法我们都可以参考。
Now we could take all the things about the Lord's coming as a reference.
有一点是同样的。
But there is one common thread.
主一定要来,
that is, the Lord will come.
教会一定要被提,
and the church will be raptured.
我想这是我们共同的,
and I believe this is our agreed view.
我们都可以, 一个是不要人云, 我也云, 也不要主观的, 一定坚持, 我是这样的看法, 对的。
We should neither follow the other people's saying nor insist upon your preconceived view.
我就在这里想到这个皮利亚的这个教会弟兄姊妹的那一种这种态度是我们需要学习的。
And now I recall the attitude of the Berean church. That is the kind of attitude that we should learn.
保罗到了那里去传道。
Now Paul went there to preach.
我们看见使徒行传第十七章，他们言语帖撒罗尼迦人，他们就甘心的领受这道。 没有，接下来他这么讲，他们天天查考这经，要晓得这道是与不是，这是今天我们的态度。
And Acts 17 says that these Bereans were more fair-minded than the Thessalonians because they received the word with all readiness, and then they searched daily the scripture to see whether they are right, and this should be our attitude.
我们一定要去好好的自己去查考圣经，好好的把启示录这些预言，我们好好的念一念。
We ourselves have to diligently examine the revelation and read thoroughly all the prophetic utterance.
弟兄姊妹，我们想我们可以找到一个答案。
So brothers and sisters, I do think we could come up with this answer.
我们可以得到一个比较正确的答案。
A more accurate answer.
弟兄姊妹，我再说。
Beloved, let me reiterate it again.
今天有这么多的看法。
Today, with all the schools, all the views,
我特别对着我们江苏大这般尊重的弟兄姊妹，我们经常有交通的，像王国，这个王国贤呐，像这个还有什么在西雅图的，圣国读啊，他们都是一样的看法了，就是这个同李长寿啊、李托生的看法是一样的。
Let me say it again. These brothers, such as Stephen Kang, Wang Guoxian, Gavin Sun, whom we have often fellowship with and whom we do revere very much, they share the same view, just as Watchman Nee and Witness Lee.
不过我再说，这不影响我们生命之间的交通。
And let me say it again. This does not affect at all the fellowship of life among us.
也不应当影响我们彼此之间的交通，不应做这些看法的不一样。
Actually, should not affect the fellowship of life among us just because of a different view.
这个我们都知道，像。 像这个达比弟兄会的达比啊，牛顿呢，我们知道这个弟兄会大概是1922几年，他们有个弟兄会的那个运动，可以称是一个运动了，那影响了很大，影响范围很大。I
think around 1929 there is this bread movement and its impact is tremendous.
甚至这个运动胜过了这个鲁德马丁改教的那个运动。
It's greater than the impact of Martin Luther's Reformation.
哎，这帮弟兄实在是非常的爱主，对着神的话非常的老练。
And these brothers were very vested in God's word and so loved the Lord so dearly.
他们这个达比讲到三个B嘛，三个B就是 back to the Bible, back to the body, back to the beginning。 我们都知道。
And Brother Darby says three B's, back to the Bible, back to the beginning, and back to the body.
这个要回到圣经，回到身体的里面，回到那个开始。
Back to the Bible, back to the body, back to the beginning, three B's.
特别讲到弟兄彼此的相爱。
Especially to emphasize on the brotherly love.
强调那个身体的那个合一。
and they cherishing the unity among brethren.
但是很可惜的
but
这个运动二三十年以后就变质了。
The very movement lost its very nature just 20-30 years later.
他们这些讲合一的自己里面分裂了。
Those who were so big on unity among themselves, there was this division.
这个分裂的其中有一个原因就是关于主的再来。
And one of the reasons that caused this division is the Lord's coming.
达比是主张再权被提的。
Darby advocates this rapture before tribulation.
Newton 是主张在后被提的。
And Newton was for the rapture after tribulation.
结果 Newton 的那个讲法成了个异端。
And in the end, Newton's saying has been viewed as heresy.
虽然不能说这个 Newton 被他们赶出弟兄会，但是也可以说是把他逼了离开弟兄会的。
Although we cannot say that the Brethren movement expelled Newton out of the church, but at least he was being put into a corner.
弟兄姊妹，这是很可惜的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, this is quite a shame.
很可悲的一件事。
It's deplorable.
好，我记得有人问尼托森，他说圣经里哪一段圣经是最难最难实行的？
I remember somebody asked Brother Ni, which of the passages in the Bible is most difficult to be carried out?
弟兄姊妹，你说哪一段圣经是最难实现的？
Brothers and sisters, what do you think? Which of the passages is the most difficult one to be actually carried out?
我想都很难啊。
Although to me, they're all very difficult.
有一段圣经。
But one passage.
尼托森就提出以弗所书第四章第十三节。
Brother Ni says is Ephesians 4.
十三节。
13.
十二节是讲到要成全圣徒，各尽己职，建立基督的身体。十三节是讲到，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。
Verse 12 speaks of the edifying of the church through the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry. And verse 13, Paul says that until all come to the unity of the faith to the knowledge of the Son of God.
在真道上同归实在是很难很难。
It is so hard as to come to the unity of the faith.
今天还有很多的圣经的那个真理我们不能一致的看法。
Today, there are so many Bible truths that we do not have a view all agreed upon.
我想主的再来就是其中的一个。
And I believe the Lord's second advent is one of those.
我再说，我今天也好，或者下次我们交通这个题目，我想我们都是不是很主观的，我们应该乘坐一个。我讲的应该乘着一个谦卑的灵，你们听的也乘着一个谦卑的灵，我们一起来分享，一起来领受。
Let me say it again. As I will be sharing next time or more in the session, let all those who hear with a humble spirit, and this also applies to me as I speak it, I would do it with a humble spirit.
因为我也不知道你们中间的背景，你们是怎样领受关于主的再来，我想这都不重要。
But because I do not understand the background of yours, how you have received on this doctrine, but this really doesn't matter.
因为我们以前很少交通这方面，就是为了怕大家的看法不一样，我觉得没有这个必要。
We rarely shared on this theme because we're afraid we might have a different opinion, but I don't think this should warrant this kind of lack of sharing.
弟兄姊妹，我现在在看到我们到底是灾前被提，灾后被提。我刚才念了很多的圣经，证明一点，我们是灾后被提的。你要是能够很客观的回到圣经里去看，一定的是灾后被提的。这个灾后不一定说灾难结束了以后我们被提。
Now, I've read so many verses. If you being objective, you will understand that we have to be raptured after tribulation. May not necessarily be right after it.
我是认为是第一七次号吹响的时候，第一七次号末次吹响的时候，死的都要复活，活着的都要改变，我们要一同的被提。
I believe that in the time when the sounding of the seventh trumpet sounded, all the dead will be raised alive and will be transformed and will be caught up to the Lord, be raptured.
并且是一次的， 一次了。
And this is in one setting.
因为这很清楚嘛，我们读的解经有一个原则，你一定要找那个非常清楚、非常清楚的、明白的那些经文来解释，不要去找一些模棱两可的、叫你 confuse 的那一些经文来解释。
To me, this is very clear, and this is a principle of Bible exposition. To expound a certain passage, you have to find out the most clear one to explain the, your thing. You don't have to look for other dubious, ambiguous verses to do this.
比如说，一次的背题不是很清楚，《哥林多前书》第十五章讲的最清楚了。第一个复活的当然是出熟的果子，是我们的主耶稣，他复活了。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it's most clear because for the first one to be raised from the dead is our Lord Jesus, the first fruit.
然后呢?
Then,
然后在他再来的时候呢,是哪一些人复活呢?
When the Lord comes again, who are those who will be raised from the dead?
凡是属基督的。
All who belong to Christ.
凡是属基督的。
All those who belong to Christ,
他们也都要复活。
They will be resurrected.
这是第二批的，也可以说是第一批的复活。
This is the second second part of the group of people who will be raised from the dead.
所有有基督灵的，所有是属基督的，所有重生得救的，有圣灵住在我们里面的，与基督有生命的那个关系的，我们都要与基督一同复活。
All of those who are born again, who have the indwelling Holy Spirit, who have this life relationship with God, will be raised from the dead with Christ.
然后呢?
And then,
还有第三批,
the third group of people who will be raised from
the dead. 我们都知道那就是一千年完了以后,所有的死人都要复活,在白色的大宝座面前受审判,他们的结果就是永远的地狱的火。
And then these are the people who will stand before the white throne after the millennium kingdom, and their end is to go to hell to for the eternal perishing.
弟兄姊妹，清楚不清楚
？Brothers and sisters, is this clear?
为什么我一定要说这个复活还有好几批的，还有几好几批的复活呢
？Why do we have to insist on this rapture, this resurrection based upon a sequence?Certain people go first and the second follow.
这个启示录第二十章我们也看得很清楚。
And Revelation 20, we read it even more.
前面一段是讲到天使怎么样把那个龙、那个蛇、那个魔鬼，这条龙怎样的把它捆绑起来，丢在那个无底坑里一千年，对不对
？Now in the beginning of chapter 20, we see the angel, binds the dragon, the enemy, Satan.Into the pit, and Satan was bound for 1,000 years.、Right?
然后接下来讲什么
？And then what comes next?
他又看见一个异象。
And then John saw another vision.
就是那些为神的道、为耶稣基督做见证的，他们的那些被杀的灵魂，他们也复活了。这是第一次的复活，第二次的死在他们身上。没有权柄，其他的人还没有复活，要过了一千年，所以他们是这第一次复活的人，有福了，圣洁了。
John saw the souls of those beheaded for the for keeping the commandment of God for the testimony of Jesus. These people were raised to life first, and they are holy and they are blessed as opposed to others who haven't come to life yet.
他们是第一次复活。
So this is the first resurrection of this group of people.
是第一批的。
The very first group.
那么你我呢?
What about you and me?
虽然我们没有被杀，没有殉道，但是我们也在所有在基督里所基督的，我们都要在这一批里面复活，对不对?
What about you and me? Even though we are not martyred, we're not killed, but we are just within all the people who belong to Christ. We will be raised from the dead together with them.
我们都是在第一批的人。
We all belong to
这一批我刚刚讲的被杀的灵魂，那就是启示录第六章的揭开第五印的时候，看见祭坛下面有一些被杀的灵魂，他们在那里大声喊着说：“圣洁正直的主啊，你还不审判这地上的人吗？为我们生那个流血的冤吗？”结果主给他们白衣穿上，叫他们稍微安息片刻。等到你们的仆人做弟兄的一同被杀满足了数目，我会叫你们从死里复活的。
And these souls who have been beheaded are those described in the chapters 6, when the Lamb opened the fifth scroll, and then you see all that there are those who have been martyred already, and they cry out to the Lord, Lord, until when? Why is it you're still refraining from avenging the blood for us on all the people on earth? And the Lord says, wait a little while. After other brothers and other servants, their number is completed, I will raise you up.
那就是二十章的，他们都要被杀掉灵魂，都要复活。这是第一批复活，他们是圣洁的，有福了。
And these are those in the first resurrection in Revelation 20. They are blessed. They are holy.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个正是什么？我们都要经过大灾难，都要经过大灾难。我们要与撒旦做最后的一次的最后一仗，最激烈的一个征战。我们怎么能够给背提呢？怎么能够得胜的背提，留下那些老弱残兵、下兵哈？这个下将留在地上同敌基督争产，怎么可能呢？得胜的在上面笑了跳，欢喜快乐，我们在那里受苦呢？不会的，我们一定要留在地上同那个仇敌做最后的一战。有人要殉道的，不拜受口受像的，不受他们印记的，这些人要被杀的灵魂，但是他们是殉道的，将来要得到大的奖赏。
We will absolutely go through all the tribulation together on earth. How could it be possible that some overcomers will be raptured already and they will be singing and rejoicing in heaven? Well, as to some of the pawns, the foot soldiers, the aged, the old, being left behind, suffering. And no, this would never happen. All of us will go through the tribulation together and then be raptured.
弟兄姊妹，是有得胜的。
Yes, brothers and sisters, there are overcomers.
是有一般特殊的。
There are very unique, special ones.
但是弟兄姊妹，你要记得。
But brothers and sisters, remember this.
身体的原则。
This is the principle of the body.
他们的得胜是代表教会的得胜。
Their overcoming represents the overcoming of the church.
是神的特别的恩典。
And be given to them by God's special grace.
我常常对主说，若是我还留在地上，若是我到最后三年半，我成为一个殉道者，这多有福的，我求也求不到。这是特别的恩典，神特别的怜悯，叫那些人能够为这最后的三年半，甚至可能还不到三年半，和最后的几个月，或者一年。被殉道了，这过一年他就复活了嘛，对不对？这是最大的恩典，可惜是不是你能够能得到，不一定。
Look, I always say this to the Lord. Lord, this must be the greatest grace upon me. If while I remain on earth and I will be martyred, and then this is a tremendous grace. May not necessarily being martyred during the 3.5 years of tribulation, maybe just in the very last year of the tribulation. And right away, very soon, they will be raised from God, by God from the dead. And this is such a great grace.
弟兄姊妹，这一般得胜的人代表了教会。
Brother and sister, these people represent.
我刚刚念的这个第十二章，那个十四万四不是十四万，就是十四万群的羔羊在一起的，这些得胜的都是代表着教会的。
The chapter I just read about 144,000 overcomers, they represent the church.
我们想到旧约那个基甸。
And then we recall Gideon in Old Testament.
神的那时候有三万人嘛，这个32,000人要跟随基甸的，结果最后筛下来。只有300个人，结果他们得胜了。弟兄姊妹，他们的得胜就是代表了整个以色列百姓的得胜，所以他们国家平安了40年之久，在米甸人不再能够征服他们。弟兄姊妹，这300人得胜的就是代表了整个以色列。今天我们教会中间有一班得胜的，穿白衣的，他们的得胜代表了教会的得胜。
Originally, there were 32,000 people followed Gideon. In the end, it came down to only 300 people. And these overcomers represent all the Israelites' victory. Therefore, they had about 40 years of peace. And in the church today, overcomers will represent all of us. Then we will all be put on the white robes and be raptured with God.
将来我们的奖赏不一样。
And even though our reward in the future might be different.
将来我们的冠冕不一样。
Even though our crowns may be different.
将来我们的荣耀不一样。
Even though our glory might be different.
将来我们的称赞不一样。
Our praise might be different.
将来我们的权柄不一样。
Our authority might be different.
将来我们的使命不一样。
Our mission might be different.
我们将来的服事不一样。
Even our services may be different.
有区别。
There is a distinction in all of these.
就是看你今天怎么为主而活的。
It all depends on today how you live for the Lord.
所以我们要准备迎接我们的主。
That's why we need to prepare ourselves to meet the Lord.
时间已经差不多，我还记得，我看他们这本书到最后，他有一段这个结论了。他说我们为什么主张这个一千年的那个爱哭泣之啊得胜的那个。他说今天神在我们身上要我们改变变化，要我们为他而活，用三个方法。
Well, as our time is up, I just want to mention as I study their books and they mentioned that how is it that the Lord will transform us in the millennium kingdom in the darkness, the Lord would use three methods.
第一个
First,
神给我们生命。
God has given us life.
这个生命在我们里面给我们能力
and this life has given us power,
叫我们能够为他而活
so that we could live for him.
假如我们不能凭着这个生命为主而活的话
if we cannot live by this life for our Lord,
那么第二个方法神用的
then God will use the second method,
就是用爱来激励我们
that is to compel you, constrain you with love,
用爱来激励我们鼓励我们让我们起来为主而活
To encourage you, to spur you, so that you could rise up and to live for Him.
不是我们还不能爱，还不能激励我们起来为主而活，那就是第三个方法。
If this still cannot encourage us to rise up to live for Him, God will use this third method.
神要写作他的可畏 ，awesome， 他的可畏
，and through His awesomeness
来鞭策我们。
He will spur us.
所以他深深相信他这样的看法，一千年的哀哭之词。是对着我们是一个鞭策，让我们能够惧怕、害怕，让我们过一个敬虔、圣洁的一个生活，不随便、不放肆，这是他认为可以达到的一个目的。
And the author believes that through this method that the Lord will spur us, will chasten us, so that we could live a godly life and to prepare ourselves to meet God.
不过再说，这是不是能够？叫我们为着这个害怕将来的那个一千年叫我们能够好好的为主而活我想可能也是一个问题
Well, we really fear of the state of gnashing and weeping in the millennium kingdom This is still an issue
弟兄姊妹神要管教我们一点不错神是可畏的一点不错
Brothers and sisters, yes, God will chasten us because he is awesome
在今世
But that the chastening will be done in this world.
你还活着的时候
while you still are alive.
就是现在
And that is now.
神要管教我们
God is chastening us.
一个失败，一个软弱，一个犯罪的弟兄，你在身上看不到神对他的那个管教。我跟你讲，这个仆人也好，这个基督徒也好，一定是一个假的。
Let me tell you this: in a failed, weak Christian, whether it's a servant or just a brother or sister, if you do not see the chastening, the hand of God in him, let me tell you, this must be a fake.
我看见好几个弟兄
And I've seen so many brothers.
三淫乱
They committed a fornication.
同姊妹离婚
And they divorced their wives.
又娶了其他的太太不敬的甚至
and they married other wives even non-believers
甚至这个弟兄在教会中有很多的服事
even this brother had so many services
但是后来他堕落了或者我们可以说他是堕落了失败
we could say that he fell and failed
但是二十年我们没有看到他身上神在那里管教他
and then of all the 20 years we do not see the Lord is chastening correcting him
最少我们教会有两位
There are two, at least, in my church.
他们今天生活过得很好。
They have a wonderful life today.
过得很舒服。
a life at ease.
从大陆做生意很成功。
And they do business with
China. 弟兄姊妹，这是神的儿女吗？
Brother and sister, are they children? 凡
他所疼爱的，他必定管教，不是将来的，现在的，就在现在。
Whom he loved, he will chasten, not chasten in the future, but now.
你看看这个仆人，我刚刚念的马太福音二十四章，他同醉酒的人一起吃喝。动手又打他的仆人，弟兄姊妹，这样的一个仆人是真的仆人呢？
The servant in Matthew 24, he ate and drank with the drunkards and even beat his fellow servants. Brothers and sisters, is this a servant of God?
这样的一种行为还是神的仆人吗？
A behavior like this, could he claim himself as a servant of God?
我们看见今天没有时间了，我下再讲。你看这个约翰三书讲到那个丢特费，毫无为首的丢特费，你说他是教会里的一个领袖，是一个长老，是一个牧师，但是你看他的行为，所以约翰最后怎么讲？你们不要效法恶，要效法善。行恶的是没有看见过神的，行善的才是属神的，行义的才是义人，对不对？你就看到丢特费，你说他是真的还是假的，就是那个恶的仆人，将来在黑暗的里面永远哀哭切齿的。
In first epistle of the third epistle of John, which I do not have time to share on, we see this person called Diotrephes, who is supposed to be an elder and a leader, a shepherd in the church. But look at what he has done.And that's why John in the end said that do not imitate the evil, but imitate the good. Those who do good have never seen their God.
主里称呼我主啊主的，不都能进神的国，唯有遵行他旨意的人才能进去。
Therefore the Lord says that not all of you who call me Lord and Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of God.
看他的果子，你就认识这棵树。好树不结坏果子，坏果子，坏树也不会结好果子。所以从果子你就认识这个是假的，是外面披着羊皮，里面财报的狼。今天在这个教会中间，在神学院里面，你可以随时看到很多很多这样的假的，假的。像是犹大书刚刚念的，他们的结局是什么？抹黑的。冤案永远为他们存留，他们要永远在黑暗的里面哀哭切齿。
Look at the person's fruit, and you will tell which this person is real or fake Christian, because the good fruit will never bear a bad fruit, nor the other way. And today in seminary, there are so many people like this. These are fake Christians.They will be weeping and gnashing their teeth in outer darkness.
我们过去在大陆逼迫教会的时候，我们看见这种弟兄太多了，这种传道人太多，我们早已经看见了。哎呀，动手打他的弟兄，都是他们在那里控告的，都是他们在那里检举的，都是他们起来批斗的，就是这帮以前教会中间很热心的弟兄啊。哎呀，你就看到动手打他的仆人。同醉酒的人一起吃喝，他们的结果，抹黑的冤案为他们永远。所以我这很容易解释，我们千万不要把这个当做一个得胜的、失败的。我今天稍微多用点时间，再过五分钟。他们有一个论点呢、啊，他说一个这个失败的，他们呢将来也不是在新耶路撒冷里，他们也不是在。这个就是也不是灭亡了，也不是会在地狱里面，他们在外面，在另外一个地方，他们要哀哭几次，在外面有另外一个地方，有一个第三个一个地方。
In this kind of situation described in Jude, I have seen so many. In China, there are so many servants of God. They actually eat and drink with drunkards and beat their fellow servants. They would go to the government and tell other Christians. These are the fake ones. And I just want to use a little bit more time about this view because some other sayings about God's rapture, Christian rapture, they would say that these people, after they die, they will not go to Jerusalem, they will not go to outer place of darkness, they will go to a third place.
他们就指称鲁德的妻子，就是我们知道有一个鲁德的妻子，叫索多玛俄玛出来了。他是从索多玛俄玛出来了，但是他没有到这个鲁德去的那个苏尔，但是他也不在索多玛俄摩拉，他就是在外面变成一个什么，变成一个柱子。他说这样的人就是一个失败的基督徒，将来要去的地方是一个外面的一个地方。
They mentioned a lot wife that we know who became a pillar of salt, who came out of Sodom and Gomorrah, but she was not able to reach Zoar where Lot stayed. So she represents all the failed Christians, and they are destined to a third place.
他们在外面，其实弟兄姊妹，鲁德的妻子有没有得救？
But brothers,
我先问你们一个问题，
Let me ask
鲁德得救了。 是一个义人，这个彼得后书第二章讲得很清楚，那一个神拯救了那一个肠胃恶人，这个忧伤的义人鲁德拯救了他，因为他是一个义人，他是鲁德，对不对？
Let me ask you a question. Was Lot saved? In 2 Peter, it says clearly that Lot was a righteous person because the verse says the righteous Lot was oppressed by the filthy wickedness of those people.
所以他得救了，这是肯定的。 但是有没有提到他的妻子得救了？有没有提到他两个女儿得救了？前面讲到诺亚，他是一个神怎么保护那一个传义道的义人，诺亚一家八口都写在里面，他的女儿，他的这个一家八口都得救了，很清楚。但是一讲到鲁德呢，就提了鲁德一个人，没有提他的妻子，没有讲一家四口。 梦到拯救，这就说明什么？他的妻子根本就没有得救，他回头一看，他的心完全在世界的里面。我想今天就没有时间，东西就没解释了。所以我们再说，我是在看他们的书，看了很多，我也仔细的查考，他们怎么讲，也解释这一段话的。哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这根本不是一个信和不是一个得胜和失败的问题，是一个真的和假的问题。假如你这个问题解决了， 你都起诉了也好，都这些好也好，就一点不 confuse。
So, and right before this verse about Lot, the verse speaks of Noah, and the Bible records the household of eight were saved. But as to Lot, the Bible did not mention Lot's wife nor his daughters. Brothers and sisters, I have read so many of those people's book and search them diligently. And this is really my conviction. It's not a matter of failure or success, but it is a matter of true or fake. If you are able to settle on this question and the revelation, all the matter of this rapture shouldn't be that difficult.
最后讲一句话，那么他们说，那么这个仆人不是神给他，还有一千两银子给他 给他恩典的吗？给他恩赐的吗？那他们是不是神的仆人呢？弟兄姊妹，我问你，犹大是不是主的仆人？犹大，神亲自拣选他的，十二个使徒中间一个，但是他是最代表典型的，代表那些假的、那些使徒也好，神的儿女也好，假的那一些传道人也好，就是犹大，最后他把主耶稣卖掉的，那就是犹大书讲的那些人。
Now, the Lord has this parable of this servant who had one talent, and he is called a servant. So you would ask me, isn't he called a servant of God? But let me tell you this, that Judas, isn't he chosen by God? He is the most typical type of the fake brothers or fake teachers, and in the end, he is never saved. He is simply a fake.
我们低头祷祷。Your
head bow, please. Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你，你的仆人出口本事讲不清楚。主啊，就求你自己圣灵做那翻译的工作，光照的工作。凡是出于你的，你就存在我们的心中；凡是不出于你的，你就把它除掉。让这些话能够造就我们，让这些话能够帮助我们，在幕后的一个时代黑夜已深、白昼将近的时候。 我们能够靠你能够站立得住。谢谢主恩待你的教会，保守你的百姓，祷告祈求耶稣基督的名，阿们。
Lord, we thank you that may you yourself help your servant, even though he is lack of the clear declaration. Those who are from you, may you keep; those who are not from you, may you take away. Since the day, the night is far spent, and the day is at hand, may you help your church. We just pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.